The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies
from the 90s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The 1990s edge of your seat nonstop thrill ride that featured the greatest hero I have ever seen. A 1960s bus that can plow through a dozen cars, jump over 50 feet of missing freeway, drive on shredded tires, and still never go under 50 miles per hour. That thing is an unstoppable badass tank.
The movie where Dennis Hopper is a nine-fingered, crazy, bomb-loving ex-cop. It seems pretty over the top until you realize that this is sandwiched between Super Mario Brothers and Waterworld, which makes this actually his most reasonable low-key performance of the entire 1990s.
The movie where Keanu Reeves saves 10 people on a bus, but probably kills dozens and dozens of people on the freeway, in an airport, on the subway, at a construction zone. But we don't care about those people, because none of them were in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Fuck them then. This is Speed on Blockbuster Nostalgia. Hey, blockheads, welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast countdown, the biggest hit movies of the 1990s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And we have reached the 1994 Thrill Ride a Minute action classic fun time.
Leave your suspension of disbelief at the goddamn door.
That's right.
Because this movie makes no sense.
We're talking about Die Hard on a Bus. It's Speed.
Oh, yeah. 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 Die Hard on the Bus. Was this before or after Under Siege?
This was... Oh, the Under Siege 2, The Dark Territory, you mean?
Under Siege 2 was the train.
Under Siege 1 was definitely before this.
Before this. Yeah. Because that was Die Hard on a Boat.
That was Die Hard on a Boat.
Okay.
And which Speed, of course, gets back around to in Part 2, Cruise Control.
Yeah. Yeah. With an equally as charming lead.
That's right.
Jason Patrick. You know
Jason Patrick, yeah. Who is less charming than Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson is a bad guy.
Basically the same guy.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Look back at the at his roles in the 90s. He's just Patrick Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Speed, back in 1994, this movie made $121,248,000.
That's right.
It was a huge runaway hit.
It was a giant, giant hit. Established Sandra Bullock. We've talked about her before.
Yeah.
Established her firmly as a star.
Yeah. Same thing with Keanu Reeves. He was already on the...
Keanu's had a weird career, but yeah. Certainly this was the one where it was like, we liked him as the funny guy in Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
But everyone kind of hated him in Dracula.
Right. I mean, in Point Break.
He couldn't really. And then Point Break, it's like, all right, maybe we love Keanu. And then he does Midsommar, and you're like, maybe we don't love Keanu.
And then, then he did this, and they were like, we love Keanu. Him
forever
now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. His acting was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's all right, you know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you put some crazy... They put him against some good actors, and he did all right.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. But most of the time, he's just doing stupid shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very action-driven role, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not there for him. You're there for the bus.
You're there for the speed.
Yeah, you're there for the and the subway and the things blowing up and cars crashing.
Exactly. This is a movie about a bus who has to speed over 50 miles per hour.
That's right.
And if its speed drops under 50 miles per hour, its speed would cause it to explode.
That's right.
And I think it's called bus that couldn't slow down.
The bus that couldn't. Yeah, that was the picture book version. The bus that couldn't slow down. Actually, how would they do this as a children? Because you can't say blow up.
No, you couldn't.
He wants to fiddle. You make up some Dr. Seuss bullshit word where you're like, he wants to fuddle the passengers. And you're like, all right, I don't know what that means.
I mean, that sounds worse than blowing up.
It's worse, actually. Yeah, it
sounds like he's going to do horrible sexual things.
Yeah.
Fuddle.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's...
I mean, he fuddles with Sandra Bullock at the end of the movie.
That's true.
Clearly.
That's true.
Yeah. By the end, there's like four times in here where he almost fiddles her, like on the bus, after the bus.
I mean,
on the subway.
You know, why not, right?
After the subway. No.
Well, that's the great thing about this movie, too, is that it starts with an action scene that has nothing to do with the bus.
Right.
And then immediately car chase.
Right.
And then immediately bus chase for most of the movie. And then they're like, we haven't got enough of that. What do you call it when you go fast?
Speed.
Yeah. That's the word. So we're going to put that on a train. Yep. So they were trying to hit everything.
Like, oh, yeah.
And then obviously they hit fucking boat in the next one.
Yeah.
If they had just came back for speed 3 on a plane.
If I wish that the bus, well, not the bus, but the subway cart would have flown out and then landed on a boat and then kept going.
Oh, that would have been so good. Kept actually,
face off style.
It does make like me sad because if Keanu comes back for part 2, right?
Yeah.
They definitely do a part 3 on a plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they, and that's like post Matrix, so it's a huge hit.
Yeah.
And then they definitely come back for part 4 in space.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you do it now, there's like 18 of them.
Right.
Yeah, they keep making them.
Yeah.
As long as there's some sort of universal theme like family or
that's
brotherhood.
True. Well, and actually, speaking of that, because, you know, we're sort of dancing around
speed?
The Fast 9 thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, or Fast and Furious in general, not just Fast 9. Paul Walker, is he. Was he like looking at Keanu Reeves like that's the career I could have?
Yeah, probably.
I feel like it totally was. Like, yeah. I feel like Keanu Reeves and Paul Walker essentially the same guy.
Yeah.
In the 90s at least. Like Keanu Reeves in the 90s versus Paul Walker up to his death, basically the same guy.
Yeah, his career was pretty close, I think. Yeah, he was like trying hard to probably be that. Maybe a little bit too hard. I mean, he didn't die slowing down on a freeway. Too soon?
Is that too soon? Have you seen the end of 7? Vin Diesel looks at him and is like, that's where you're my brother. And they cry.
Yeah.
Everyone in the theater cries.
And he's just like, I'm driving off in this direction.
Yeah. Never to be seen from again. Yeah. And then in Fast 8, they're like, should we get Paul Walker in on this? They're like, no. We told him he's free of this life.
Yeah, yeah. He can just go be a family man.
Yeah, he's just a father now. Don't bring him back into this.
And they're sticking with that.
Despite the fact that they bring everybody into this.
Yeah, they bring people back from the dead all the time.
Yeah. Well, but they don't kill them. That's the thing.
That's the thing. Yeah, exactly. That's true. And I think if I was talking to an alien.
Sure.
And then they're like, well, what's like the movie speed? Like, give me just one sentence. I would be like, there's like 4 times in this movie where they're going to go to a dead end, and Keanu Reeves' reaction is to speed up.
Yep.
Yeah. Which, what the fuck, man? Like,
he realized the movie he was in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah, because the movie isn't called Come to a Slow, Complete Stop.
it's not Drive Careful.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah, a bunch of times in this movie, he's like, wait, and then none of it makes sense. All right, let's get into the plot, because it's really ridiculous. And by the grace of the fucking amazing action directing.
That's right. So we get Jean de Bont. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation.
Right.
But he is was previous to this, a great cinematographer. He was a Verhoeven guy.
Yeah, he was a Paul Verhoeven's early cinematographer.
Yeah, early cinematographer. And then did Turkish Delight, did Blood and, shit, what was it? Flesh and Blood.
Yeah, Flesh and Blood.
Flesh and Blood, which is a crazy cool movie. Did Basic Instinct, which we talked
about.
Yeah,
we talked about Basic Instinct. That's
a Paul Verhoeven
movie. Huh?
Also did Lethal Weapon 3 and Die Hard.
Yeah. Yeah,
and Die Hard.
Exactly.
Arguably
the greatest action movie ever
made. Well, and also, again, like we said, this movie was clearly pitched in a executive meeting as, you remember Die Hard? We can't get the director, John McTiernan, he's busy.
Yeah.
But what if we get the guy that shot Die Hard to shoot Die Hard on a bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly. But I mean, the movie works because it's
because
got some
he, and because
amazing
he's really
action
fucking
directing.
Good at it.
Yeah.
Like, he, again, he cut his teeth on some of the best action movies of the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, no, I got this.
So visually, it's great.
Yeah.
You know, he was also kind of blessed with some great actors in it, other than Keanu Reeves. There's some lines in here that I was like, ish.
Yeah, no, that's.
But luckily, he doesn't have a lot.
The screenplay from the guy that created Justified, a very popular long running show that I'm sure made him just a fucking unreal amount of money.
Right.
But the screenplay, it's got some.
Yeah.
It's got some moments.
It's got a lot of moments where you just go, bullshit.
It has
it's got
that,
a lot of bullshit moments.
But then it also has, I mean, from the very beginning. So the very beginning of this movie opens up and there's a bomb in an elevator.
Well, it opens up with a guy working on the elevator and another guy comes down and he's like, hey, what are you doing
here?
And
shoots him, yeah.
No, he stabs him in the ear with a screwdriver.
That part, yeah.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper immediately sets out to be the craziest bad guy by stabbing a guy in the ear with a screwdriver.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
And it also establishes right off the bat that This is 1994. We do R-rated movies.
Exactly. Yeah. This is an R-rated movie. It's very violent. They use a lot of profanity.
That's right.
Which is fucking dope. And there's no
and
way.
And they stab dudes in the ear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no way you make this in 99, you don't make this not be PG-13.
It's PG-13.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't stab a guy in the ear. He just like punches him and it's fucking lame.
Yeah, he knocks him out with a punch with his weird little gimpy hand.
That's right.
But yeah, no, he stabs him and then he sets a bomb. They get called in. The bomb squad gets called in. Because there's like 10 people in this fucking elevator. It's packed. And then it stops. It comes to a stop.
Including some people you'll recognize.
Yeah, there's some of those guys.
It's always, always cool when you get that.
Yeah. Bomb Squad comes in and explains what's going on. A guy's asking for $3 million.
Right.
Or he's going to blow the brakes on the elevator. It's going to come to a stop.
Right.
And he's like, what are we going to do to stop this elevator? And the first line in Keanu Reeves says is, I don't know, the basement's going to stop the elevator, which is a very nonchalant
And that continues throughout the entire, at least opening of the movie, and throughout most of it, but especially this opening, where they're in a life and death situation. They're just throwing out jokes. They're just throwing out chuckles.
They're going for the yucks.
There's a lot of Keanu Reeves just not really caring that much.
Yeah. He's like, what's going to stop this elevator? The basement. And then he's like, all right, guys, so what are we going to do? And he's like, oh, Jeff Daniels over here, Harry, he wants to go in there and check it out.
He's like, all right, you two knuckleheads, you both go. Yeah.
All right. I know this is a Maverick situation. Like, I know you guys have failed the academy because of all your hijinks and you're playing it way too fast and loose. Yeah. I'm sending you two in there. And correctly
Keanu Reeves,
so.
Yeah, correctly. But also Keanu Reeves, this whole movie could be called Playing It Too Loose or Renegade Cop. Yep. Or
he's a live wire.
He's a live wire. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything, he plays by his own rules.
Plays by his own rules, sure.
Yeah, they go in there to defuse the bomb. They see the bomb.
Loose cannon. That's what I was thinking of.
Loose cannon,
this movie could have been just called Loose Cannon. Yeah.
Ken Reeves comes up with the idea to get this crane hook and put it on the elevator, which is a good idea.
Yeah, it's good. Solid.
But then, you know, Dennis Hopper figures out what's going on. He blows it. It starts to fall. And then we have the scene where they're pulling everybody out.
Yeah.
And the whole time, I'm always, every time I see a scene like this, I'm always hoping a guy gets cut in half every single time.
It's an R-rated. Just go for it. Just go for it. Half a person.
And if this would have been a like a cliffhanger situation where you have to have Keanu Reeves be like this troubled, like a lethal weapon.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you really get him trouble because he pulled out arms.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the lady doesn't want to jump out and he grabs her arms and he pulls her out just in time. But what if he would have just pulled her arms because
she gets cut in half. And then you got half a lady like a cutting off. Which, and like, first of all, it makes great motivation for this movie, is a great visual, and also for the parody that I assume they would do after that.
Yeah.
They do that scene, but with Warwick Davis, and then he's fine because he's so short.
He's so little, yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Or, yeah, you like over the top with it where he takes his shoes and everybody overreacts to that. Like, oh my God, my shoes. And then, like, the music swells up really loud and everybody starts to cry.
So you really fucked two movies by not cutting that lady in half.
You should have cut that lady in half. And then everybody gets covered in blood, and then Cameron is like, and he's still holding like her top half.
That's right.
And it's a very awesome wiggly dummy.
I think especially if we do this movie again and it's Nick Cage and not Keanu Reeves, you definitely cut that lady in half because I want to see Nick Cage react to half a lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh,
God, that's good.
Also, Nick Cage is going to bring like this weird conflicted PTSD
like
thing to the rest
of it. It's going to add so much.
It actually...
And especially if you make that lady look a lot like Sandra Bullock.
Oh, my God. So then later he like doesn't want to like take chances.
Yeah.
See?
We've already fixed this movie.
We fixed this movie already.
We haven't even gotten there yet, but we fixed it.
We fixed it with cutting a lady in half, which is how we can fix most action movies, I think. So then they save the peoples,
They save the peoples.
Then they're laying down, and then he's like, oh, man, why did he blow it so early? He was supposed to wait 3 more minutes because he was trying to get money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they do this thing in this movie where they do it a lot of times where Jeff Daniels just out of the top of his fucking head.
Someone says, it's that classic cop thing.
Pulls
where
bullshit out.
Someone's like, I could really use a cup of coffee. Coffee?
Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Coffee.
Coffee Morning. Comes from grounds. Grounds come from the ground. Come from the earth. Planet Earth. We're all on planet Earth. Yeah. He's in the elevator.
Yep, exactly. It's like he does this like 3 times in this movie. Keanu Reeves is like, he's in the building. He could see what we're doing.
Right.
And then, Jeff Daniels is like, well, he would want to stay mobile. And I'm like, why would he want to stay mobile? Where did you reach the conclusion? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he could move around.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's in another elevator. And then they find out he's in the other elevator.
Right.
We have a good shootout scene.
There's actually, and I will give a lot of credit to the director on this because So Dennis Hopper's character has a shotgun, a pump action shotgun, is firing at the roof at Jeff Daniels and Keanu Reeves.
They're just doing that thing where they're just hopping around, missing missing every
it's
giant.
That, like, it's that Western thing where they're just like dancing as they shoot at their legs.
Yep.
But yeah, so Jeff Daniels falls in there and he's like holding the shotgun to him. And then Keanu Reeves comes in and he's holding the shotgun to him. I'm like, he fired seven times. He's out of bullets. They actually have him run out of bullets.
Yeah, he was actually out of bullets for a 90s movie. In the 90s, you didn't run out of bullets.
I thought for sure he was going to be like, you can't do anything. I'll shoot you with this shotgun. But he's out of bullets.
This movie has actually very little shooting in it.
Yeah.
Like later on, we get.
It's mostly car crashes.
It's all car crashes.
Yeah, it's all car crashes, yeah.
So he runs out of bullets. He takes Jeff Daniels hostage with this
trip bomb
because he's
wired.
He's wired up.
Yeah.
But he's got this trigger bomb, which is that old school one where if he lets it go, it explodes. So you can't kill him because then he'll let it go.
The dead man trigger.
Yeah, man trigger. Keanu Reeves shoots Jeff Daniels in the leg to get him to drop down. Jeff Daniels could have just like gotten dead weight, I think.
Yeah, at any time. Or just, as you said, while we were watching the movie, you're being held by a 5'2" old man
who's just
grabbed the trigger.
The only thing is he has to hold the trigger shut. So Jeff Daniels, he's not in any danger if he goes for the trigger.
He doesn't have a gun.
No, exactly. But no, instead, Keanu Reeves shoots him square in the leg.
Yeah.
He runs out, big explosion. We assume he's dead.
He's not dead.
No, obviously he's
Spoiler
not dead.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Also, like, there's no explosion that just leaves no human trace.
I thing blew up, so
I mean, did
it's
you
probably
see the
fine.
Explosion?
Yeah.
Well, darn this thing, this explosion just evaporated him whole, possibly sending him into another dimension.
The sun appeared in a small area of this one building in LA, so you know, he's gone.
Like, they're just the bomb squad is there, and he's like, we see no trace of him. What do you make of that? I don't know. Alternate dimensions? Well, he's that dimension's problem now.
Like, I've been watching a lot of anime recently. I'm pretty sure he's reincarnated in another world. So it's fine.
That checks out. Yeah. Wait a minute. He's a ghost, guys.
He's a ghost. He's a ghost the whole time. It was a classic Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. It's a classic Scooby-Doo situation. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to go.
Who are you going to call? They're in New York. We can't.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
are you going to do?
Can't bring them over here.
Can't bring them over here. How did they not do Ghostbusters go West Coast?
I know, yeah. I mean, maybe if they would have kept going with the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't Aykroyd wanting to do a whole like worldwide Ghostbusters Incorporated thing. Anyways.
Yeah.
I did want to rewind quickly to, because we were talking about the director.
Right.
And looking at the trivia, and of course, we're just looking at trivia. It may be bullshit.
Maybe.
But in the trivia, the producers offered the director role to Renny Harland, who we just talked about recently with Die Hard 2.
Oh, yeah.
And also to Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, wow. Early Quentin Tarantino.
Early Tarantino. This would have been after Reservoir Dogs.
Right after. No, but that was the same year as Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Yeah, so there's no way.
Yeah, no way.
Nah.
Also, though, supposedly...
Tarantino only directs his own shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
We talked about the dialogue in this movie being very joke-heavy.
Yeah.
In situations where you wouldn't expect a joke.
Yeah.
Supposedly, a lot of those jokes came from a uncredited rewrite by one Joss Whedon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They brought him in to add some humor.
No wonder everybody's so smart, Alec. Yeah. Wow, like 90s Joss Whedon, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one young, hungry
writer. Yep. Pre-Buffy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that for sure.
Yeah.
So then Keanu Reeves, it would have been interesting if Quentin Tarantino were to direct this.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It would have been very interesting.
Well, first of all, he would have rewritten the whole thing. It would have been a completely different movie.
It would have been a completely different movie.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been something. A sight to behold.
I do actually now, because so he was offered this movie and... I understand that he likes this movie quite a bit.
Yeah.
I know recently he was on the Ringer podcast network and talked about how much he liked Tony Scott's Unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can we get Tarantino to do a goddamn, like, straight up action, like, action thrill a minute action movie?
Yeah. I mean, he's only got one movie left in him, right? He says. Also, I don't know if you've ever seen other interviews about Tarantino and liking movies.
He's a crazy man?
No, he likes every movie.
That's true.
He doesn't dislike movies. Like, he cries at movies. Like,
He likes movies.
He likes every movie.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point.
So, you know.
But I do think it would be very interesting to see, like you said, a Tarantino version of a, like a chase movie.
Yeah. Actually, I'm surprised he hasn't done it because he's such a, like... 70s exploitation movie and car movies were
car
huge.
Car movies were so good.
I mean, so Death Proof is kind of like that.
That's true. Death Proof is half his, like
is
that,
his like, muscle car movie.
Yeah.
we jump ahead to him getting a medal. Keanu Reeves is getting a medal for making the Dennis Hopper guy disappear in an explosion completely without any remains.
Yep.
And shooting Jeff and Daniels shooting
Jeff Daniels, yeah.
There's again the Maverick thing where he's just the worst cop. Because even when he's like, he's on the elevator, they don't call anybody else and tell anybody else. No. They just, they're like, we're going in.
They know for sure he's on there because they hear him.
Yeah.
The elevators are all supposed to be empty and they hear someone and they're like, oh, yeah, we got him.
That's where he is.
Do we obviously, the first thing you do is like, yeah, we got him. Like,
Also, he's trapped in a metal box. Exactly. He's not going anywhere. No. All you need to do is get all the cops in there and you got him.
Including their captain.
Yeah.
One Terminator creator, Joe Morton.
Yeah. He unknowingly creates a Terminator.
What a run for him, man.
Yeah.
Terminator 2, the biggest fucking action movie of all time at that point, I think.
Yeah.
And then follows that up with Speed? Fuck yeah.
And he's like yelling at Keanu Reeves the whole time.
Yeah. Although he doesn't even go hard into the, you're a loose cannon.
No.
No.
Well, he should have. This is a scene. It's they're at a bar celebrating and they're getting drunk. Some jokes in here, some back and forth banter. But there's a part where he's like, you weren't good. You're lucky. And then that's when I was like, oh, he's going to tell them like, hey, you kind of fucked this up. You shouldn't have gone on your own. Like you're a loose cannon and all that stuff. And he's like, nah, it's all right. It's fine. Whatever. They get fucked up drunk, and then the next morning, Keanu Reeves is getting coffee when the guy that plays every deli owner in every fucking New York-based movie in the 90s comes up, and he's a bus driver, and he knows Keanu Reeves because they get coffee there every day, I guess?
Of course they do.
And he's like, hey, Bob, and he's like, hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack Speedster.
Yep.
Because it's the 90s, and they give you a badass fucking action name.
Yeah.
How you doing? And then he gets on the bus. Bus explodes.
Bus explodes.
Keanu Reeves. Freaks out.
I do like how in movies, everybody knows everybody. Like, I when I go to get breakfast at a restaurant, they don't know who the fuck I am.
I mean, do you go to get breakfast every day in the same spot?
Obviously not.
Well, there's your problem right there.
Who the fuck does that?
No, I guess, I go to the same bars all the time, so I know all the bartenders.
Yeah, well, that's a normal thing to do because we're alcoholics.
Yeah, because we're hardcore alcoholics. That's not breakfast.
That's
though.
Not breakfast.
Who goes for breakfast?
No.
I was thinking about that watching In the Heights. I watched that recently.
Okay.
And the whole thing about that movie is like, oh, it's a community. Everybody knows everybody. And then I was like, I just know like the homeless dudes and the scumbags in my neighborhood. And I live like in a downtown Tucson, like the downtown part. You know?
I mean, I lived in the same complex for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to anybody.
No, apartment complexes are terrible.
Yeah.
You shouldn't talk to anybody.
No.
Those people steal your shit.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
You're like, yeah, I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
And you come back gone. And
your shit is
gone. Shit is fucking gone. Yeah.
You're just like, I don't remember putting newspaper up on my windows and then everything is gone. Yeah. He knows that bus driver from getting coffee every day. Also, it's weird to start a conversation with a random guy at the coffee shop. But, whatever. The bus explodes and then Keanu Reeves is like, no, Bob, and like all these people are dead. And then he hears a phone ringing off in the distance. He's like,
got to do my
civic duty
answer that telephone.
And answer a random payphone telephone ringing.
I also love his outfit in this, by which I mean it's terrible, but it's so early 90s.
It's very hilarious. It's like the acid wash jeans kind of tucked in t-shirt
with
like a Hawaiian shirt kind of loose shirt.
Well, he's got the button down open over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a classic move that we all did in the 90s.
Yeah, of course.
And then he's got this gigantic fucking jean, but like puffy jean jacket.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah, the jean jacket. Yep. Also, he's very hungover, which I was hoping.
He's hungover, which he is, as a great actor that he is, he expresses that he's hungover by being like, I don't really remember last night. Anyways.
I'm not going to change my acting in any way. Cut to Jeff Daniels playing hungover, and he's actually acting hungover, which makes sense because he's a good actor.
Yeah.
But Keanu Reeves, and I was telling, we were talking about this when we were watching it. I was like, man, I wish he would have really played that hangover thing.
Yeah.
Because I've been really hungover at work. And even the smallest things, I'm like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Now imagine being on the bus thing, and at some point he should have just told Sandra Bullock, like, I'm really fucking hungover. Or like thrown up real quick. But again, if you
just like grab someone's bottled water and just downed it, and like, I'm so fucking dehydrated right now.
I was out drinking all fucking night. But if you do the, if you do like the conflicted character that we were talking
about, the half lady guy,
then
he's got a goddamn reason to be hungover.
Yeah, then he's more like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon. Yeah. So he's just,
or you have him with a flask, you go full on.
Yeah, or he's just drinking half of the time until something goes wrong,
and then he's got to.
He gets Jeff Daniels killed, and then
that's you know, or like the one explosion goes off, and that's when he throws the flask out the window, and he's like, never again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Never doing this again.
We could add so much depth to this movie.
We can. I mean, and executives would have been like, what's all this fucking bullshit about drinking? Like, we wanted speed. That's why it's called speed,
It's
idiot.
Called speed. Yeah.
Add more speed to this. Yeah. He answers the phone, and one Dennis Hopper's on the other line, and he's like, hey, pop quiz, hot shot. Which is probably in the most quoted, like, quotable 90s lines or whatever.
For sure. I've said this many times.
Yep.
So many times.
And it's because Jeff Daniels earlier told, like, pop quiz, like, somebody's holding somebody hostage.
Yeah, they establish early on that this must be a thing. Because Jeff Daniels is, like, what, 12 years older?
Yeah, he's older than him.
So it's like the thing they do where he's, like, his senior partner. And so he, like, gives him little, like, all right, what about in this situation? What would you do in this?
Yeah. And he gives him all loose cannon answers.
He's like, I want to shoot everybody.
You shoot the hostage. Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, what if there's kids? Shoot the kid.
Yeah.
What if there's, like, you have, like, a lot of other cops behind you. Shoot those cops, too. Like,
this does do the thing, too. When every time Dennis Hopper, because this happens many times throughout the movie, Dennis Hopper has a hostage, but he is so easy to shoot because the hostage only is taking up, like, half his body.
Yeah.
But he does have that whole dead man's trigger thing.
Dead man's trigger, yeah.
So they cover themselves. Where so many times in movies, you'll see that situation where they just have a gun, but their entire head and half of their body is just not covered at all. And you're, like, 5 feet away. And I'm not, I'm not the greatest shot in the world. I'm not a trained police officer that goes shooting every fucking week at a police shooting range. And I could make that shot.
Yeah. But I feel like you take the shot. Also, the fault of the dead man's trigger is that you assume that he's okay with killing himself.
Dead, right.
And I feel like he's not okay with killing
himself. He's definitely not okay with killing himself. You don't know that, I guess, at first, but I feel like by the end, you're like, you're not going to kill yourself. You love yourself.
Yeah.
I know you by now.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah, you've gone through all this fucking rigmarole. Like, you're not killing yourself.
Yeah. Also, again, an alcoholic, conflicted Keanu Reeves is like, do it then.
Do it, motherfucker.
He gets the gun and puts it in his forehead.
That's what Mel Gibson would have done. Lethal Weapon Mel Gibson would have been like, fucking do it. Let's all go.
Let's all go.
Let's do this shit.
And then he grabs it and he tries to let the trigger loose. Yeah. And he's like, you fucking madman? That's what I fucking thought.
Can we get Mel Gibson in this movie?
Yeah. All right. So
this is so many of the issues.
Dennis Hopper tells him that there is a bomb on a bus. That is a 25-25. He tells him exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Because he's playing a game with him. And once it hits 50 miles per hour, the bomb kicks up. If he drops down below 50 miles, you guys know it. The bomb explodes.
Right, yeah,
You guys know what's going on. Follow, he like drives as fast as he can. What is it called when you take some innocent person's car? He commandeers.
Commandeers, yes.
He commandeers a fast car from a wisecracking guy.
And the wisecracking guy that they really could have dug deeper for.
Yeah,
you could have got a Chris Rock,
Chris Tucker. Yeah, you could have got not Eddie Murphy. He
maybe
was way too big.
Super young Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle was just getting slapped around a lot of movies at that time. Yeah, it was a. His early stuff, they were making fun of him a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Even if jokes on them, he's the funniest guy we have.
Great, yeah. I mean, I feel like you could have even gotten a Louis C.K. You could have gotten somebody in there.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have gotten a Colin Quinn in there.
Fuck yeah, you could have gotten a Colin Quinn in there. Like, he would have had a very different vibe, but yeah.
Yeah, he would have. His thing was kind of like the blue collar guy, though. Yeah. This guy was more like a pretentious. Like a L.A. guy.
Yeah,
right? He's got like a cell phone and shit. And anyway, he...
Get Leno.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that probably... He was too big.
Too big.
He
ain't got no time, dude. He's got to do the show every day. He takes a car. He goes... Well, first, he runs up to the bus and hits the bus.
Right.
At this point, we've already established that Sandra Bullock is riding the bus so much. Again, this is another thing. Keanu Reeves knowing everybody at the bus at the
driver, they're best friends.
She knows everybody at the fucking bus. He runs up and he yells at the bus to stop. And then the bus driver's like, well, I'm not stopping. Fuck you. Which is true. He's on the freeway.
Yeah. He keeps stopping for someone on the freeway.
Yeah. He keeps going. Then when Keanu Reeves gets in the car and drives up, he finally pulls out his badge, which he should have done first fucking thing. He finally pulls up his badge and tells him I'm a cop. And then the bus driver, instead of stopping for that, he just keeps going. There's a lot of opportunities here for that bus to explode. And I feel like they really reach on keeping the bus from exploding.
Oh, yeah.
So the bus driver doesn't stop, even though Keanu Reeves had already asked him to stop and then says he's a police officer. He still doesn't stop. So Keanu Reeves tells him he has to stay over 50. He yells at it. And he's like, I'm going to get on the bus.
Yeah.
And he does this by opening the door, backing up so that the door gets smashed out of the car.
That's right.
Onto the bus with the bomb on it.
And while he's doing that, the cars behind him have to swerve and it seems like hit each other.
Yeah. Also,
a little bit.
Also, causing a collision with the bus with the bomb on it is not the best way to go.
Yeah, maybe slamming thousands of pounds of steel metal into a bus. Yeah,
and they do this fucking 200 times in this movie where they just keep slamming the bus into shit.
I mean, the bus crashes into so many things.
A lot of things.
So many things.
Keanu Reeves jumps on the bus, and then that's when he's like kind of telling the bus driver kind of quietly under his breath. It's like, there's a bomb in this bus. And everybody's like, there's a bomb in the bus? No, there's a guy in there who was in every 90s gangster movie.
That's right.
He thinks they're for him because it's L.A., you know.
Yeah.
And he's a Mexican guy in the bus. So
every bus had a criminal on it in 1994 L.A.
I mean, now, I think.
Probably now, yes. Probably always.
Every bus everywhere.
Probably always. Everywhere.
It was the last time you were on a bus. It's
no, they're
terrible.
Scumbags. That's all scumbags.
Oh, God, it's awful.
Did I ever tell you the story that back before, this was several years ago when I was a single man and very sad about that fact at the time, I walked by a bus stop and I saw exactly one attractive person there and I was like, maybe I should ride the bus. Yeah. And so then a day later, I went to the bus stop and it was monsters.
Yeah. Oh, God. What? Jesus, what happened to your face? No, it's rough.
It's a very rough time on the bus.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock has to ride the bus because she lost her license for speeding.
Yep.
Which is funny.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Very funny thing. And then it's like a montage of regular people on the bus.
That's true.
Except for the guy with the gun, there's not 75% weird homeless people with a fucking cup full of weird shit that they're drinking.
That's true.
Which is all buses everywhere.
It's mostly normal folks.
Yeah, it's normal folks. Which normal folks do not ride the bus like that.
You're right. You got the black couple that you said they underused.
Underused
black couple. Old like dressed up for Sunday church black people.
Right, man. I was waiting for like some really good words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Especially when it gets like heavy.
Hey, that had to be a cut scene, right?
Yeah.
There had to be a cutscene where they gave Sandra B or Keanu like a
well, they just give gravity to the situation and they're like, you know, especially when they're like facing their own mortality.
Exactly.
And stuff,
they say something. Like when everyone's freaking out on the bus, there should have been a scene with them being like, well, you know, as Ezekiel says,
and, yep.
You know, like there had to be a scene.
I've been with this woman for 42 years.
And if there's one thing I know,
yeah.
That every moment is precious and
it's not worth it. Yeah, yeah. They really underuse it.
They really underuse it. But yeah, you're right. They got the guy that almost looks like a Baldwin brother but isn't.
All
right. You got the crazy, not older, but, you know, what, mid-40s lady that always plays like a crazy redneck?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we have the best character in the fucking, on the bus, Alan Ruck.
Oh, Beth Grant is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And then Alan Ruck, who's out there trying to do jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
he's trying to keep it light.
He's the best fucking character on the bus. He's immediately talking to Sandra Bullock about how he's like visiting.
Yeah.
And he just showed up and he's kind of a yokel and shit like that. He makes a lot of jokes and then she's like gets annoyed with him.
Yeah.
But after that, he's throwing a lot of one-liners out there.
He's keeping it light.
Yeah.
He's got the moment later where after the bus driver is shot and bleeding to death and he's trying to throw out jokes and everyone's just looking at him and the bus driver moans and he's like, hey, you think you're dying?
Yeah.
I'm over here like, look at me.
Nobody's
laughing
at these
reaction.
Jokes. the crazy gangster guy gets into Keanu Reeves. He shoots the bus driver. So then Sandra Bullock has to take over the bus driving duties.
Right. Which is where we need to be as a society.
Exactly.
And as a viewer and as just people on Earth.
I always shoot the bus driver.
We need Sandra B driving this bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired of Sandra B not driving this bus.
That's right.
And he like grabs him and he handcuffs him and stuff, and then that's when he's like,
well, and he gets a little assist slash not so assist, because that's the reason the bus driver gets shot by the big construction worker guy.
Yeah. Everybody plays it fucking fast and loose in this movie. Including that construction worker
that's because, I'll just fucking tackle this guy.
He's in the middle of a confrontation with a cop and a guy with a gun, and he's like, I'm going for it.
Yep.
And he like jumps on the guy.
I love this guy. Fucking love this guy so much.
Yeah. Immediately
he's
jumps
just
on the guy.
He's living life.
Gets the bus driver shot. I mean, they make fun of him later, but they just call him names, which is mean.
They just call him like Giganta or
Gigantor.
Something. Gigantor, yeah.
But he's also like a little bit shorter than Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he's not that. I mean, he's like an inch taller than Keanu Reeves, but Keanu Reeves is like 5'8".
Yeah, so it's not.
Yeah,
like,
he's not that big.
Not that big.
And he's not like a huge. He's not like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's just like, I don't know.
They could have gotten a bigger guy.
They could have got a bigger guy. Again, they could have gotten Undertaker.
Yeah. He was around.
That's our go-to always, but yeah. They could have gotten Undertaker.
Yeah. You need a big guy.
They could have gotten a Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
You get, yeah, exactly. Well, he was already, this was like,
this was right around the
No Holds Barred
Commando. Mr. Nanny was right around this
time.
Yeah,
what was No Holds Barred?
No Holds Barred was 80s.
Yeah, that was 80s, yeah.
But by this point, it was definitely Suburban Commando.
Yeah,
Mr. Nanny. The Surf Ninja 3 or whatever. Yeah, no, he was definitely making movies. Thunder, what was the TV show he did? Like Thunder Paradise or some shit?
Yeah.
You definitely could have gotten Hulk Hogan.
This is the part where Keanu Reeves is like, all right, everybody, there's a bomb on this bus. And then there's one guy that's like, bomb on the bus, bullshit. I call bullshit. Yeah. And I'm like, why? He's a police officer. Like, what are you calling bullshit
on? I don't
really
know. He's just a dude in a fucking white shirt.
He had a badge.
Yeah.
And a gun.
Yeah. I mean, I got a badge and a gun. That don't mean shit.
I get on buses
all the
time.
That's just for role playing.
Yeah. And it's the same guy that's like, you want to step outside? He has a you want to step outside.
That's Alan Ruck actually has the you want to step outside.
He's
yeah.
All right.
Because later he gets into it with the big construction guy and they start arguing. He's like, let's step outside.
And
which I thought was his best joke.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, like,
because they're going 55 miles
stopped.
An hour.
Everybody should have stopped and like cracked up.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves tells Sandra Bullock to stay over 50. And then Sandra Bullock immediately crashes into everything that would make a bus go under 50.
Yeah, so this is a 1966 GM bus. Mm-hmm. So it's a 30-year-old bus.
Now, I don't know much about buses, but
I've never driven a bus. Gotta be honest.
I think when you're driving a bus, you are constantly fighting inertia.
That's
like
true.
If you take your foot off of the gas, you are slowing down to 50 miles per hour within 2 minutes.
I did once drive an RV, which is a lot like a bus, and yes, those things, if you are not flooring it, you are going very slow.
Yeah, you're going super fucking slow. Like you got to be foot to the, it's ridiculous. That's why this bus is my hero in this fucking movie. It crashes through you know when you're making when there's a hard like a dead man's curve and they have all those arrow solid beam metal beam arrow things to tell you to turn.
Or you know how police cars are a thing?
Yeah. You know how they weigh
a
lot?
Solid car weight.
Yep.
They are the weight of a car.
Yeah. This bus can smash through all of them and stay over 50 miles per hour.
I mean, all that makes sense, Francisco, but surely at least it has all of its wheels.
Yeah. I mean, all of them are completely intact until it shreds the fucking tires by driving over
the wrong way, severe
tire damage spikes, and then continues to go over 50 miles per hour
long time. But at least it has plenty of gas, right?
It does have plenty until when Keanu Reeves stabs a screwdriver into the gas tank, and then they lose gas way faster. Like the needle is like flying.
It's flying down.
And Keanu Reeves is like,
we got like 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you don't. It's flying.
You just went from half a tank to like 1/8 in the last 3 seconds.
Yeah, we visually saw that happen. But at least it's got like all road ahead, like solid road ahead of it.
No, huge gap.
Yeah, there's a 50-foot gap.
So this scene, of course, obviously is the most mock scene in all of Speed and maybe all of the 90s. There actually was, so they did this stunt more or less for real, I guess, twice.
Right.
But they had a ramp that they digitally took out.
Obviously, yeah.
The first time they landed so good, they were like, nah, it seemed too easy.
Jeez. But how many feet did they fly?
I'm sure it wasn't 50. It doesn't say 50, but yeah, it's probably like 10 feet. But so they did it again to make it look more extreme. I mean, they also had like a dozen buses.
Oh, yeah,
it wasn't all the same
bus. Yeah. Because
they hit it so many times. That bus would not have run by like day 3 of shooting.
Oh, no. It's ridiculous. Yeah, no. By this time, we got a lot of police stuff. They're trying to get the people off. Dennis Hopper tells them, "If you get anybody off, I'm going to blow up the bus."
Right. There's news helicopters everywhere. Yeah. They can't get anyone off. Eventually, obviously, they get into an area of freeway that's not. It's under construction.
Right? That's so where it's cool, the whole gap empty. Is. Yeah. There's a 50-foot gap.
Right.
Before this, jump. Though, he talks Dennis Hopper into letting him take the bus driver out because he's been shot.
Yeah.
And Dennis Hopper lets him do it because he thinks he's going to get his money faster.
But then also, the crazy old lady.
Yeah, crazy old lady goes for it. And Dennis Hopper has a cool bomb that just blows out the bottom of the stair part.
Yep.
Which I was like, man, he's really did his homework, yeah, this guy. He also figured out a way to set up that bomb so that no matter what the bus does, it won't explode.
No matter if it jumps a 50-foot ravine and lands and
no matter sparks. How many times it hits other cars and gets thrown. It does not explode. Gas flying everywhere.
Yep.
Keanu Reeves out there fucking with shit. Does not explode.
Yeah.
But he rigged this one, kills the lady.
And I like, too, that she goes under the tires. It's a little brutal. Cool. A little brutal. Yeah.
All right. Radar. Also, Dennis Hopper asked for $3 million.
3.7?
Yeah, I'm like, whew, that's pretty low, dude.
It's pretty low. I mean, even in 94, I still feel like, ask for a solid 10, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
go for 10.
Go for 10. You're talking about killing like 25 people.
Although I guess he's trying to be realistic. He's trying to keep it they'll give me 3.7. Right?
He did like his homework on how much they give you.
Yeah.
I know it's the 90s, so adjusted for inflation. That's like $3.2 billion, right?
Sure. Now. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But now,
you have to keep in mind that Dennis Hopper was going to invest that 3.7 in Apple.
Yeah. Or Bitcoin.
Yeah, or Bitcoin.
Eventually.
Or Google. Yeah, he would have been fine. Amazon.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves also gets off the bus because he tells Dennis Hopper that he can get the money if he gets off the bus, which makes sense.
What if Dennis Hopper gets the money? And then we just continue to follow Dennis Hopper. He invests. We cut like a year later, and he's sitting there and being like, there's these two companies, Overstock.com and Amazon. I think we go Overstock.
Makes more sense to me. I don't even know what Amazon is.
I don't know what Amazon is, but I know what Overstock is. That's a word that I understand. Yeah. And then you cut forward, and he's penniless, and you're like, oh, you get what you do?
No, he's like, I lost a lot of money in Overstock, but I'm going to go with pets.com because who doesn't like pets?
You're living with pets.
Yeah. We're dating ourselves a little bit on this. Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he asked for $3 million, which is weird. I mean, low. Keanu Reeves gets off of the bus, talks him into getting off the bus by saying, I'm going to get you your money if I get off.
He gets off the bus so he can go under the bus.
Yeah. He goes under the bus to check he checks under and he sees the gold watch.
Right. He'd already done that before. But
but I'm saying, like, I want to talk about this.
Because this ties back into the Jeff Daniels thing. Because the whole time he's calling back to Jeff Daniels because
he's been shot in the leg.
Jeff Daniels, he's back in the office.
Yeah.
But Keanu Reeves, even though he's, like, part of the bomb squad, before he does anything with a bomb, he's like, Jeff, I got a bomb here. Can you tell me what to do? Like, I know I went to bomb school, but I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing. I mainly just slept with the teachers while I was there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he was the maverick of that bomb school.
Exactly.
He was just like blowing shit up all the time and like playing it too
fast and loose.
But then when it comes down to the show, they're like, I'm sending you in, Maverick.
Yep.
I'm sending you in.
He's got the worst grades.
You've got two people killed already.
Did you see his haircut? That's a haircut that means business.
Yeah. You see him fly upside down? Nobody else can do that. despite everything telling you not to fly upside down.
Yeah.
And we told you several times not to do that. Yeah. And then, somebody dies because you were doing stupid bullshit. But you know what? This is a real world situation. I'm going to send you in. So then he looks under at the bomb. He sees it and he's like, oh, yeah, there's a bomb set up here with the gold watch. And then that's when Jeff Daniels does it again. He does the Sherlock Holmes putting everything together in one fucking swoop when he's like, gold watch? What kind of gold watch?
Yeah.
He's like, it looks like a cheap gold watch. Cheap gold watch?
Mm.
Why would he get a cheap gold watch? And then there's like a scene where he's talking to other people and he's like, why a cheap gold watch?
Well, and then the person's like, yeah, they know. He seems to know a lot about bombs. And he's like, yeah.
Gold watch and bombs.
Knows about bombs.
Wait a minute. Look up all police officers that did bombs in the country.
Give me their pictures.
It makes no sense. He's really reaching. Finds him eventually because
gold watch. Find their address.
Because gold watch leads to gold Dennis watch, Hopper.
Dennis Hopper, yeah.
Meanwhile, Ken Reeves has gotten under. He's checked the bomb. There's kind of no way to get the bomb off.
Right. He goes under there and he's like, I think I got this. He's like, nope, I don't got this.
Yeah, I don't got this. But then Jeff Daniels is like, we found him.
We're going to go hold tight, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Then, if you want to keep it a nonstop thrill ride, you can't just have Keanu Reeves get safely back in a regular truck.
Right. The wire, this like fucking 10 centimeter thick steel wire snaps right off.
Yep. Not secured safely.
Nope.
Also, nobody's doing anything. Like, they're just watching it happen. He loses it kind of, and it starts to go loose, and it starts to like unwind, and nobody at any time does anything.
Starts willing it up.
Nope. Yeah. They're just watching, and they're like, oh, shit. I think he's going to die.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But then he grabs on.
Meanwhile, Joe Morton's there like, I can rebuild him. I can make him an android.
Yeah. I can start a war.
Start a war against between man hopefully. And Keanu Reeves machines.
Hopefully they don't become sentient.
Yeah.
And rebel against us.
That would never happen.
I thought it was weird that he stabbed the screwdriver into the tank. I feel like he was trying to hold on, but stabbing into the tank.
Also, why do you have a screwdriver?
Yeah, that was, I mean, the tools for undoing
for
a bomb.
A bomb, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Fair. I've never undone a bomb. That's I don't know. True. Maybe you need a full set of screwdrivers.
Need a Phillips head.
Yeah, need a Phillips head in there.
You always want to have a Phillips head in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he does use a Leatherman earlier, so, you know, he's got tools.
Yeah. He grabs on. They help him back on the bus.
That's right.
Because they love him so.
Of course.
Especially one Sandra Bullock. At this point, they've connected.
Sparks
so much.
Have flied.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
yeah.
By sparks, I mean Sandra Bullock's really trying.
Yeah. Yep, she sure is. But she's also incredibly cute.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so they get up there.
This is, of course, the movie where America fell in love with Sandra Bullock, except for me, who had already seen Demolition Man.
Yeah, so I was already like, yeah, she's fucking great.
She's great.
Adorable and Girl Next Door and perfect and stuff. She was also like 30 when she does the movie almost.
Yeah.
Like pushing 30.
Is, yeah.
But she looks like 25.
Yeah. No, 24, she looks 25. Young. Yeah.
So he gets back on the bus. That's when he finds out that Dennis Hopper's been watching him the whole time. Well, no, they go on the airplane. Well, they're already at the airport already at this point. This is when they already shredded the tires. Bus still plowing at fucking
plowing
60 miles per hour.
Oh, easy.
Again, tires are still intact. He finds out that Dennis Hopper has a camera in the bus.
He keeps calling Sandra Bullock Wildcat, that wildcat behind the wheel. And at first, Keanu Reeves thinks it's just a fun affectation.
Like calling her a firecracker.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he sees that her sweatshirt is an Arizona Wildcat sweatshirt.
Yep. And he's like, I didn't put it together before, but that's why he called you a wildcat.
Yeah.
Also, I saw the definition on the camera. There's no way that he can see that.
No, because it's not like when I say that, you might picture in your mind
that she's wearing all wildcat.
Or just garb. Most of the time when you see like a sweatshirt for a university, it's like the giant A.
Yeah.
Or like it's the colors, the
or
big
it says it right
Wilbur
across
the Wildcat, yep. You know, or the Arizona Wildcat's really big across the front. It's a tiny little fucking Arizona Wildcat thing
logo like on her sweatshirt
on her sweatshirt
took off.
yeah
and then when they show the camera, it's an old fucking low definition black
obviously
and white
it's
camera. Yeah, it looks shitty, so there's no way he could see that you anyways
also still looking at trivia as we record. Supposedly, who turned down the role of Sandra B? One Halle Berry.
Oh, interesting. That should have been a good choice.
Yeah, I think it would have been solid.
Yeah, Halle Berry would have been a good choice, sure.
Anyways, just interesting, I thought.
Yeah. You want to take a break and look through more trivia?
Sure.
So at this point, they do... I don't 100% believe this. Yeah, I know it's surprising in this movie that I wouldn't 100%
believe a thing that happens,
that happens in it.
This movie seems very realistic.
Yeah,
I don't know
super
why
realistic.
You would, yeah.
But the police chief goes and tells guy in a news van.
Sure.
Can you patch into the bus feed?
At this point, they figured out that he has a camera on the bus.
Yeah, they're watching because of the Wildcat thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, can you patch into the feed and the bus? And the news guy's like, oh, yeah, here it is. Again, probably not true.
No.
He's like, record that. So the plan is they record.
Play it back.
And then they just loop it and play
classic,
it for Dennis
thief.
Hopper. Yeah,
classic
exactly.
Thief move, classic Ocean's 11 move.
Yep, that's how you trickster. That
that's
way.
Right. That's how you heist it up.
And then they get everybody off of the bus except for one Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. because the ramp falls apart.
Right. Yeah, they hit a snag and
yeah, but yeah. Also the bus is out of fuel because
the tire finally like completely combusts.
Yeah, yeah. Finally after
like an hour and a half of driving on a fucking flat tire.
Right. Yeah. I over 50 miles per hour. Yeah. Do that in a regular car. See how fucking long you can drive.
See how long.
Over 50 miles per hour, and I guarantee you it's 12 minutes.
Yeah. It's less than 30 minutes for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Everybody gets off of the bus. Finally, Alan Ruck is the last one.
Yeah.
By this point, he's kind of losing it at this point.
Supposedly in the original version of the screenplay, he dies here.
Really?
Yeah.
I say he's still Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
Sure.
And he's suppressed.
He's just a tourist from Illinois.
We've already discussed that Ferris Bueller was in his head. Right. So he suppressed Ferris Bueller, but this brings Ferris Bueller back out of him.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
They should have immediately done Ferris Bueller 2 after this.
In L.A.
Yeah.
So then Alan Ruck, like, survives this, and he's, like, PTSD in the next day. And, like, he's, like, sitting there with that blanket. You know how the police always give you a blanket and some tea to sip on? And he's there, and then all of a sudden Ferris Bueller shows up, and he's like, what's going on, buddy? Where is it? What's happening? And he's like, Ferris, I haven't seen you in forever. And then he's like, how about we fucking party?
Yeah. You're in L.A., baby. Let's do it.
Yeah. And then his imaginary friend.
Ferraris.
Yep.
Fucking models.
Smashing shit. Exactly. He's still losing it, you know? Because obviously Ferris Bueller is just the other personality of his.
Sure. It's just a Fight Club.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But in L.A.
Or maybe Fight Club is the stealth sequel to Speed / the stealth sequel to Ferris Bueller. They're just played by different characters.
They play by different actors.
Oh, if we could just go back and remake Fight Club, but with Alan Ruck.
We can do that new like face replacement.
Oh, just replace Ed Norton's with Alan Ruck's face?
Yeah. And then Brad Pitt with fucking...
With Matthew Broderick.
We could totally do that.
Oh.
We got to then watch it.
Oh, I'm so hard right now.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then that's what happens. He goes through the speed thing, and then he becomes Fight Club. Like then he like obsesses over shit in his apartment. Oh, my God. It's perfect.
It's so perfect.
It's a much better movie than this fucking Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit show. He almost dies. Like you said, in the original cut, he dies, but whatever.
Yeah.
But they're running out of fuel, so then Keanu Reeves is like, we're going to have to go for it. He takes just a fucking metal thing. They land the metal thing. They fly off of the bus.
Right.
To safety.
And you're like, they got off the bus. Movie over.
Well, the captain also, he gives Keanu Reeves, use this device to like lock the wheel and the thing, and he gives him an extension cord and a big pipe. And he's like, lock the pedal.
Very high tech. Q from James Bond shows up.
Yep.
With a pipe and a rope.
Yep. He's like, here, use this. And he's like, all right, I guess I can't. I have no choice. He locks it. They get off. And then that's it, right? The bus comes to like explodes in the middle of an empty air field where nobody has to get hurt.
Not quite.
Yeah, no. It drives immediately into a plane that could possibly be filled with airport workers. Yeah.
They imply that no one was hurt by showing the one guy that was like ferrying it run off.
Yeah, he's towing it.
Definitely could have been filled with people.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just people around. Like I feel like you don't just attach
an airplane exploded. The fact that no one was hurt.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's also,
he has caused at least one crash, if not multiple, on the freeway.
Yeah.
They have crashed into multiple cop cars, multiple other cars.
Oh, we didn't talk about the baby that they hit so hard it turns into aluminum cans.
That's true.
It's a good bit.
Well, don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. I do want to talk about this real quick because there's a lot of things to this. Now, first of all, there's two ladies walking out in the street, and one of them has an old school 1920s baby,
baby carriage,
like a little buggy,
which has not existed again for at least 60 years
since Battleship Potemkin.
Yeah, exactly.
It existed
since Woodrow Wilson was president. Yeah. This shit has not existed.
It was in the movie Battleship Potemkin, and then after that, they were like, "This looks scary."
Every fucking director, because that's one of the first films you watch in film school.
Yep,
is like, "Oh, I'm going to put this in my movie."
And then, all right, so three movies in the 90s, right?
At least.
Untouchables has that same fucking buggy.
Right, yeah.
Because
it's a straight call
to Battleship Potemkin. Ghostbusters 2
yep. Which is 89, but yeah.
It's 90s. Still, yeah, like close to the 90s. Close. But we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely has a buggy in it with a baby in it.
Yep.
And then this one has
just what we remember off the top of our head. I imagine by the time we're done with this countdown,
it's going to be 10 more.
Yeah. 10 more. Yeah. 10 more.
And then nobody uses those.
Nope. No one has used those again since Woodrow Wilson led us to World War I.
Yep.
After specifically promising not to, by the way.
He wasn't going to, yeah. But, you know, the Kaiser.
Yeah, the Kaiser had to be stopped.
Yeah, we had to stop the Kaiser.
Yeah.
Also, it's like a normal looking lady. And she's pushing this baby carriage. And I know it's like a red herring thing.
Yeah, because it's a homeless lady.
Yeah.
But they could have homeless her up.
They smash that baby carriage.
Yeah,
and Sandra Bullock loses her mind because obviously she thinks she killed a baby. But all these cans explode out of it.
Yeah.
Wow, which I was like, man, that homeless lady is like really doing a good job pretending to not be a crazy homeless lady with a child buggy full of cans.
Mm-hmm.
Or they hit a baby so hard that it turned into several aluminum cans.
Possible.
Possible. But yeah, so they escape. The bus kills 45 airport workers.
At least.
Movie's over.
No, it's not.
No, they decide they're going to trick Dennis Hopper. He's got a trash can where he wants them to put the money. They're going to put the money in there.
That's right.
They actually use real money, which is unnecessary because they're just tricking him at this point. But they use real money. They put the ink bomb in there and everything.
Yeah.
And then they wait for him.
Do you think the LAPD just has $10 million just sitting there ready to go for these situations?
Well, we were talking about this. I don't think that they do. But if they do, you can't say that because then people are like, oh, they have $10 million to give up.
Oh, shit. New idea for a heist movie. Someone robs the police station with the money that they set aside specifically for these situations.
For these type of situations. It's an inside job, too.
Oh, my God. Dick Gerard Butler on the phone.
Yeah.
We're making this happen.
If we can get some sort of Gerard 11 Butler and people.
George Clooney on the phone.
If we can get a group of 11 people
and Sandra
together.
Bullock, right?
Yeah,
we'll call it Ocean's 8 plus 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ocean's Extreme. Or just, this
Ocean
one,
X?
No, this one's going to be called The Ocean's 11.
Oh, damn it.
Because that's how reboots are now.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Hollywood. Fuck you so hard.
The Ocean's 11. That's it.
Fuck. God, I hate that so much. It's so confusing.
Well, we mentioned
trying to have conversations about movies over here. That's all
exactly.
I do. You're making shit so fucking hard.
Which Fast and Furious are you talking about? The Fast and Furious,
or Fast and the Furious,
or Fast and Furious?
Oh, God damn.
Where is the in the title? Because that makes a difference. That's three different movies where the is. Which Final Destination is it? The Final Destination or Final Destination? I don't know. Which Suicide Squad is it?
Suicide Squad?
Or The Suicide Squad?
Wasn't the Halloween? The Halloween? No, they didn't do that. They just did Halloween.
They just called it Halloween.
Yeah.
And then also, they already had a Halloween. So there's Halloween, then there's Halloween, and then there's Halloween. And this Halloween was a Halloween 2 to the original Halloween, but there's already a Halloween 2. So is it Halloween 2? No, it's just Halloween.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, Hollywood.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really stupid. We were talking about this, what would the police do in a no-win situation like this? I feel like they just pay the money and then track the money later. Like, why put these people on the bus at risk? You just pay it out right away.
Just pay it out.
Yeah.
But they waited until the last possible moment.
Because
then they pay it out anyways to set them up.
Yeah, to set them up. Keanu Reeves figures out that there's a hole under the trash can.
Right.
He jumps down there. And then he tries to stop Dennis Hopper, but
who
did he bring along?
Also,
we didn't talk about Jeff Daniels dying.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Daniels goes to the house because he figured out that Dennis Hopper was Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
The house explodes.
Also, why did one limpy leg Jeff Daniels lead
the SWAT team? The SWAT team that shows up in a fucking,
in a Suburban?
Chevy fucking four-door sedan?
Yep.
Yeah.
But this is the same thing, where why did Sandra Bullock show up to the fucking, catching him? Only have one ambulance.
They're there. It's there. I really wanted, so when Keanu Reeves jumps down the hole and he starts being like, I got you, stand right there, I'll shoot, don't move. And then he walks around and it's Sandra Bullock. And I still wanted to be like, how could you?
you bitch. You were in on it the whole time.
Yeah.
Also, that would have been a cool twist.
It would have been a cool twist.
Yeah. If we would have had a Sandra Bullock is her his daughter.
Yeah,
twist in there. That would have been perfect, fucking dope.
Perfect. Yeah.
That actually, I would have been like, what?
Was there a version of the screenplay like that, you think?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I wonder how they would have had to figure it out. Oh, it would have
for the remake.
He would have stopped her, seen that she had a bomb, and then he would have been like, "Oh my god, what am I gonna do?" And he's trying to help her, and then she like fucking knocks him out or something like that. And then that's when Dennis Hopper's like, "Oh, I see you met my daughter."
My daughter. Yeah.
He's like, "What? It's an inside job the whole time.
Always
inside job.
Always."
But Dennis Hopper should have done that.
Yeah.
If only he wouldn't have wasted his life on the bomb squad and not having kids.
That's right. You can still have kids with nine fingers. I don't know if you know that, Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Just get it in.
You could have done that the whole time. That's probably why he wanted $3 million. Get himself like a
I feel
Thai
like,
wife.
I feel like I could still get it in with nine fingers. I don't feel like that would hurt me that much.
No.
I feel like if anything, that's a good conversation story. Piece.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good intro.
This is how I lost my finger.
Yeah. Like, I was part of a fucking bomb squad. I was the police.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Also, then you can get away with being a crazy womanizing alcoholic.
That's right. Because you're like, well, he's not hurting a bomb. He's the fucking hero.
He's so conflicted.
He's a hero cop.
He's got PTSD from the bomb squad. And then when like, after you have sex with her, she's like, what happened to your finger? And you're like, it was a Tuesday night.
Yeah. It's like, well. It's
a regular call.
As you take a deep drag off your cigarette.
You do the fucking ass, bare ass in the moonlight shot.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're just full naked, moonlight, big drag.
Mel Gibson did. Yeah, yep.
It's Tuesday. I forget.
There's a couple of movies that, because this movie is so big, it spawned a couple of like actually pretty cool movies. I do think it didn't spawn that probably, but obviously I think Die Hard with a Vengeance kind of carries the same, like,
they're all in the same family.
Yeah, in the same family, sure. Right? It's like he's like setting bombs and playing games and shit like that. And I feel like this movie is such a big hit that the probably
Simon Says
it influences the screenplay quite a bit.
Sure.
Blown Away, which I like more than Speed.
Ooh.
Blown Away with
Jeff Bridges, right?
With Jeff Bridges. Yeah. Jeff Bridges and Tommy Lee Jones. Jeff Bridges and Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones plays an IRA bomb guy, Jeff Bridges is a bomb squad guy, and it also has Forrest Whitaker in it.
I definitely think that for sure.
Oh, yeah. That movie gets greenlit because of this. But I actually like that movie more than Speed. I think it's probably a better movie,
although this movie is more fun.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That movie had a lot of sad parts in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there are Boston the cops. You know?
I mean, you can't go wrong with Boston cops. Yeah. Come on. Marky W knows.
Yep.
You can't go wrong with the Boston cops.
Boston cops just die for the fucking bagpipes.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? I'll go out if I get that bagpipe funeral.
That's so good. They're going to play Danny Boy?
They're going to play Danny Boy on bagpipes?
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm Mexican. I'm going to ask for that. I will.
Danny Boy? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Bagpipe Danny Boy?
And then people will be like, "What? I don't know what's going on, but this is good."
Your entire family from Mexico, and they're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Why is there bagpipes here?
But people are going to be like, yep, this is right.
No, that makes sense.
Cinematic funeral.
Makes sense, yeah. You still got cops there? You're like, he wasn't a cop, was he? Like, no, he just paid these guys.
He paid part of his money aside.
He paid these three bartenders to dress up like cops and fire rifles into the air.
Fire 21 shots or whatever they do. And God bless them, they showed up and they did it. Yeah, no, it definitely spawns a lot of, like,
yeah.
And also, cruise control.
Yeah, of course.
The one where they're on a boat that we talked about.
On a boat, yeah.
Keanu Reeves finds out that Sandra Bullock is wired.
That's right.
So then...
To explode,
not right?
Like wired in a mafia way.
Right.
Yeah, just to be clear.
But yeah, exactly. But this movie doesn't go the old, nice old fashioned, he's got a gun taped to his back. Quick draw, shoot him real quick.
No.
Because
again, Dead Man's Trigger.
Yep. They got to get on a fucking subway.
Because they got more speed to speed.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot more speed to speed.
More speed to speed.
Jeez. Yeah. This was a point when you were talking about it. You're like, I don't remember this part that much.
Yeah.
But I'm like, sure there's going to be more
speed. I always know, like, yeah, I've seen this movie enough times that in the back of my mind, I'm like, after they get off the bus, there's some more shit. But I also always go like, wait, what is this
what
shit
is that
they get
shit?
Off the bus?
Yeah, exactly.
There's something with an explosion or something. I don't know.
And they shoot the fucking subway guy.
Yeah.
He shoots the subway guy. They can't stop it.
And she can't get off the subway because
she's handcuffed.
She's handcuffed. By this point,
they have a fight on top of the subway.
Fight on the top of the subway, right?
Dennis Hopper goes out a fucking badass way.
Yeah.
which is they're fighting, and then Keanu Reeves grabs the trigger, pushes his head up, his head gets cut clean
decapitated.
Off. Yeah.
Completely. And it's a clean cut. It's for being smashed into a like a sign.
It's like an exit sign.
Yeah. Very yeah, clean cut. Yeah,
clean. Comes clean off. Like it was barely hanging on. There's barely any spine connecting yeah. his fucking right head there. To that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure some homeless guy finds it later on.
Yeah.
It's just that weird Dennis Hopper head.
For those of you that saw the biggest movie or the second biggest movie of 2020. Demon Slayer, Mugen Train.
Yeah.
It's basically that.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, it's basically that. Slightly less tentacles and samurai, but basically that.
Yeah, but some. Yeah. Some tentacles
and samurai. Some tentacles and samurai. There's still a dude on fire that fights a demon, man. It's fine.
Yeah, we see that. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I really like the death. I think it's fucking dope. It keeps with the R rating.
No, it's really good.
Takes his head clean off.
It's insane, but it's fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tells Sandra Bullock he can't undo her handcuffs. He tries, but
he tries a bunch. He can't do it, so he's like, we got to speed
up. Yeah. So then he's like, we can't do the emergency stop, but the track is going to end. And there is a lever that controls the speed. Right. Which way do you go into a dead end
maybe while controlling down? The speed?
Nope. He's like, I'm going to speed it up.
That's right. It's worked so far.
Yeah, it's worked four times already.
Yeah.
We're speeding it up. Help. Like, save the day.
Maybe if you would have said that, been like, I feel like I should slow down, but... I mean, given the last 24 yeah, hours,
speed has really worked in our favor.
Really worked out.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go for
yeah.
it.
Or alternatively, he could be like, I'm going to turn the speed down. And then the camera just swings around to the producers and like, mm-mm.
And he's like, all right.
All right.
Yeah. We're going faster, I guess. Yeah. Kills 14 other construction workers.
That's right. Bursts into the freeway, or like into the...
Flies out.
Freeway. He flies out onto the streets,
onto
though,
the street, right in
killing
front of the...
how many people? Yeah, who knows?
God knows how many people.
How many people?
Because it's right in front of the Chinese...
that's right, yeah, yeah.
Where's the Chinese
the
man?
The Chinese theater, yeah, yeah. The man's Chinese theater. Yeah.
Man's Chinese theater. When you said it would have been awesome if they were playing Speed.
Speed. And then you just get the Blazing Saddles ending.
Yeah, exactly.
Where they go to see the movie they're in.
Yep. Yeah. Or Spaceballs.
Or Spaceballs, yeah.
You see the actual movie. No, they're playing 2001 A Space Odyssey.
That's right.
I don't know why.
It's just because, according to the trivia, it's just because the director loved Kubrick.
Yeah, that makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they land sideways, and then they're fine, and they're in love.
Then they're in love. Of course they're in love. They've just, like, almost died 15 times.
Also, I feel like...
If I almost die 15 times, and the woman looks... I mean, even if the woman doesn't look like Sandra Bullock, I'm probably making out with that lady.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel
like... she would have to be really ugly for me not to make out with that lady at that point.
It would depend on one of the other fucking ladies that doesn't listen to instructions and gets cut in half by a fucking elevator.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think... Whenever he's hugging her and they're going through an explosion, he's hard as a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, because he lives for that shit.
Oh, yeah. That's all he loves.
He's doing a... And actually, maybe like the Hurt Locker is a testament to to what crazy guys these are. But he's probably hard as a rock with Sandra Bullock. They land. I'm surprised they don't fuck right away.
Yeah. I think that would have made it even better. If just if in the rubble.
If we were to James Bond it.
In the rubble, and then you see, you have the fucking captain show up, and he's like, all right, good job, Keanu. Oh.
Yeah.
And then he just turns to that that other, like, mustached cop that is with him the whole time, and he's like, let's give him a minute.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a Porky's ending.
Fuck yeah. That's a James Bond. Like James you said, that's Bond the ending. Classic
it's a
James
Bond
ending.
Yeah.
Classic James Bond ending.
He just has some wine with him for some reason.
Yeah.
Yep. That it should have ended that way.
Yeah.
And then he's just plowing her.
Just Keanu Reeves balls deep.
Yeah. But no, instead it ends with the Billy Idol song.
That's true. Pretty good.
Called Speed. It's pretty solid, actually.
Pretty solid song.
I dig it. Yeah. And becomes a huge smash hit.
Really?
Yeah, I mean the movie.
The movie, yes.
Yeah, the movie.
I was going to say the song, I don't remember.
I don't remember the song being big, but the movie,
even though
for
this
sure.
is pretty good. I mean, it's definitely better than the fucking Celine Dion fucking Titanic song.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Which was like, I don't know, 5 years later, right?
Yeah, yeah. No. Not even, actually. Three.
3 years later. Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, eventually.
We'll get
when it's
we'll
number
get
one.
There.
The number one
when
movie.
It's the number one movie of all fucking time.
Yeah, of all time. So, yeah. So, that's the end of the movie.
That is the end of the movie. I feel like we've already fixed it.
Well, I really want to see the Alan Ruck follow-up.
Ferris Bueller?
To the Ferris Bueller follow-up to
again,
this.
Fight Club. Yeah. Fight Club, just someone. You're all very talented people.
We're
going
to do it. Yeah.
Just
we just need to get that
face swap
the face swap app. Yeah, that's it. And I can do it.
Yeah,
2.5 hours of Fight Club.
That's
I can
right.
do I'm going to have to pay some premiums.
And look, if you want to throw in a sex scene with Sandra Bullock's face on a porn star, I'm not going to stop you.
Why isn't Pornhub full of those? Is it?
There's some.
There's got to be some, right?
Yeah, but they're mostly chicks I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm an old man, so I'm like, I don't know
these young young girls.
I don't know who this is. What, she was on a TV show? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. That's usually they go as close to 18 as possible.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, pervs. Creeps. They are creeps.
Why is nobody them and not me who's being like, why isn't anyone doing Sandra Bullock from 1994 Speed? Yeah.
Hey, but she's like putting her face
on a naked lady.
It's fair game. It's fair game. I think we fixed it with that. And also with a gritty Keanu Reeves,
Mel Gibson,
raging alcoholic, Mel Gibson type character.
Or just Mel Gibson. Just get rid of Keanu. I mean, look.
Also, you know what? If Jeff Daniels is Harry from Dumb and Dumber, because his name was also Harry in Dumb and Dumber. And it's the same year.
Or is it Jim Carrey? Can we just bring Jim Carrey in? It's a wacky cop?
Instead of Keanu Reeves, it's Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey cop?
Yeah, it's a dumb Jim Carrey cop.
Yeah.
But he keeps falling ass backwards into success.
That's how he does.
Because it's very
He's
funny.
He's just Jar Jar Binks his way to success.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then Jeff Daniels is still Harry. It's Harry and Lloyd now.
God damn it. It actually works and I hate it so much.
That works really great.
I hate it so much.
And it'd be really funny. And then when they cut a lady in half, hilarious.
It would be pretty funny.
Yeah. When they blow up a plane full of people.
Or you just go right to the midget joke that I said earlier. Because, you know, at this point, it's a hilarious comedy.
Where they put Warwick Davis on?
Yeah.
Very funny. That's more like a... Like a Hot Shots. But I'm about it.
But. Or they pull out just arms, but then they look down and it was a mannequin the whole time.
And then like, there's nothing you could have done to save that mannequin.
But then they get, like, he gets a super alcoholic because of the mannequin.
Yeah, because of the mannequin. Like, he's like yelling at the mannequin to like jump, but it's not because it's a mannequin.
Yeah.
So he just grabs it and pulls the mannequin's arms off. Yeah, that would have been fucking great. There's a whole scene where they're like, listen, you gotta get over this already. There's nothing you could have done.
Yeah.
That mannequin didn't want to go. I can still feel its plastic hands.
Yeah, exactly. And then you just see the mannequin keep falling, and every time they do it, it's the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah. Like it's a super slow motion falling into like fire.
Yep.
And
into like the abyss of hell. Yeah. And you're like, what was that even?
And it's
there?
Just a plastic mannequin with plastic hair. And he's holding the plastic mannequin arms.
So good.
Yeah. All right. I think we fixed it.
At some point along this movie, we must have fixed it.
Yes.
Which we don't even really need to do because this movie actually is still pretty fucking fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. As ridiculous as it is and as much as it makes zero sense.
It's still a really fun watch.
Yeah. And everybody's super hot in it.
And it makes, it doesn't make sense in a logical way, but in a like, what would be a fun movie?
Yeah.
It makes so much sense.
Oh, yeah.
Car crashes, car chases, buses going fast.
Subway smashing initiative.
Yeah. No, it's fucking, it's actually really fun and good, and I like it a lot.
Yeah. No, it's an awesome movie.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So that's the end of the podcast. And thank you for joining us. Of course, remember to rate, review, and tell your friends. Blockbuster Nostalgia, everywhere that podcasts are found. Next week, we are doing another classic movie. This is one that I have watched so many times. It's Party Time. It's Wayne's World.
Oh, my God. Best SNL movie ever.
We're going to debate that because...
No, Blues Brothers could be if it wasn't 45 minutes too long.
Ooh, okay. We're going to talk about
it. If it didn't end with a concert.
About it. That's a really good concert, though.
Yeah, but it's not like a movie. Like, it's not the movie. It's just like them playing for 45 minutes.
Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it next week.
Party
Until
on.
Until then, party on, Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Until then, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landine.
Wishing you a good night. And a good journey.
We love you.